At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Personality NLP case study for Leona. Ascendant, Chitra, Virgo, Jupiter, Venus, Saturn in first house. Leona's ascendant lies in Chitra, a nakshatra within Virgo, hosting a triad of planets, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn, in the first house. This gives her a refined and complex personality structure that blends vision, value, and discipline into every aspect of how she moves through the world. Chitra, ruled by Mars, is the architect, creative, constructive, and focused on beauty through structure. Virgo, ruled by Mercury, brings precision, service orientation, and discernment. Together, they suggest that Leona's presence is polished yet purposeful. She wants to build or become something well-designed, not just aesthetically, but ethically and intellectually. From an NLP lens, this ascendant reflects a multi-channel processing style dominated by auditory digital Jupiter, Saturn, and visual Venus Chitra systems. Leona likely learns and communicates through structured thought, logic, and internal frameworks, but also through an eye for elegance, symmetry, and form. Her communication style is likely measured and thoughtful. She may speak sparingly but with precision, choosing words that land well. She may also exhibit strong self-awareness about how she's perceived, balancing her own intellectual process with a desire for refined expression. Her frame of reference is clearly internal. Jupiter and Saturn in the first house give her a private compass. She judges success, truth, or alignment based on her own standards, not by what others expect. She likely checks inward first, then acts. She may seek occasional feedback, especially from respected authorities, but fundamentally trusts her own discernment. This is someone who leads from quiet clarity rather than external validation. Leona's motivation direction is primarily towards Jupiter in the first leans her toward growth, understanding, and a refined sense of expansion. She's drawn to ideals, values, systems that uplift, not just herself, but her environment. Venus adds a desire for harmony, grace, and connection. Saturn grounds that with discipline, meaning she's willing to do the work to embody her ideals. She likely moves toward personal coherence, intellectual honesty, and emotionally resonant environments. Her attention filter is self-oriented. The first house triad of Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn means she is highly aware of her own thoughts, needs, values, and emotional states. This doesn't mean she's self-absorbed. It means she's self-integrated. She considers how experiences affect her personally and makes decisions based on internal coherence rather than reactive empathy. However, Venus's influence gives her the ability to consider others once she's grounded in her own position, especially in partnerships or environments requiring elegance and diplomacy. Her action style balances proactive and reactive tendencies. Saturn prefers patience and structure, while Jupiter encourages visionary boldness. Venus seeks timing that feels right. Leona likely waits for the right moment, gathers information, assesses the terrain, and then moves with confidence and poise. She's not impulsive, but she's not stagnant either. She acts with quiet precision, often surprising others with the clarity of her timing. Altogether, Leona's ascendant configuration reveals a poised strategist, someone who walks through the world with a blueprint in her mind and a standard in her heart. She is drawn to clarity, form, and personal meaning, and she refines herself constantly through disciplined thought and aesthetic integrity. Her NLP drives show a system that is quiet, inwardly structured, future-oriented, and emotionally discerning, built to navigate life not with noise, but with depth, grace, and well-timed precision. Fifth house, Ketu in Uda Ashada, Capricorn. Leona's fifth house, the realm of creativity, self-expression, memory, romantic energy, and intellectual transmission, contains Ketu in Uda Ashada, placed in Capricorn. This is a powerful placement for subtle mastery and quiet brilliance. The fifth house typically governs how we express ourselves, especially through learning, children, love, or artistic channels. with Ketu, the planet of detachment and spiritual refinement. Positioned here in Capricorn, Leona expresses in a way that is measured, minimal, and inwardly purified. Less about performance, more about essence. Uttara Ashada, ruled by the sun, is associated with final victories, truth, and legacy. Ketu here brings deep karmic memory and instinctual excellence, particularly in mental and creative realms. Leona likely possesses innate talents or wisdom she may not consciously cultivate. They simply emerge under the right conditions. However, with Capricorn's influence, she may downplay or understate these gifts, choosing function over flair. From an NLP perspective, this suggests a dissociative and auditory digital style. She processes internally, learns by silent observation or structured rehearsal, and is rarely overt in how she expresses insight. Her motivation direction in this house is dominantly away from, not due to fear, but as a natural detachment from the need for validation, drama, or spotlight. Leona is likely repelled by superficial or performative expressions of creativity or emotion. Instead, she seeks clarity, refinement, and silence in how she expresses herself. This could make her seem reserved or non-expressive in casual settings, though internally she may be processing in highly structured, emotionally rich ways. Leona's frame of reference here is internal. She doesn't need approval to know her expression has value. If anything, she may avoid displaying her gifts until she's absolutely certain they are meaningful or useful. She may also second-guess or revise her creative work extensively, not for perfectionism, but for integrity. This gives her creations a distilled, focused quality, free of excess, often impactful in their simplicity. Her time experience in the fifth is through time. Capricorn and Uttara Ashada both favor legacy thinking. She reflects, tracks patterns, and builds her creative or intellectual voice over time. Rather than flash brilliance, she may release insights or work that has been cultivated in silence, often after long periods of unseen growth. She remembers ideas and emotional beats that endure and may be drawn to timeless rather than trendy expressions. In terms of work preference around fifth house themes, teaching, creativity, mentoring, Leona operates best in solo or minimal proximity environments. She likely needs quiet to access her thoughts, processes privately, and may share her insights in concentrated, deliberate doses. Whether she's guiding others or shaping her own creative path, she does it from a space of detached integrity, where the work speaks louder than the voice that delivered it. Altogether, Ketu in Uttara Ashada in the fifth house gives Leona a legacy-driven, inwardly mastered, and quietly powerful form of expression. Her NLP drives here reveal a personality that refines rather than displays, remembers rather than reacts, and creates not to be seen, but to speak truth without embellishment. Sixth house, Moon in Shadabah. Leona's sixth house, the domain of service, daily routines, healing, work ethic, and the management of conflict, contains the moon in Shadabisha, placed in Aquarius. This is a highly intellectual, emotionally abstract, and energetically complex placement. The moon governs feelings, instinctual rhythms, and habitual responses, while Shadabisha, ruled by Rahu, is associated with secrecy, healing through isolation, and piercing clarity beneath chaos. In Aquarius, this lunar energy becomes detached, visionary, and system-oriented. Leona's approach to routine and work is emotional, yes, but it's filtered through logic, distance, and pattern awareness. From an NLP perspective, the moon here emphasizes a kinesthetic and dissociative processing style. Leona may feel her way through emotional or interpersonal dynamics, but she often does so from a slight distance, as if watching herself navigate emotion, rather than being engulfed by it. In work settings, this means she's highly aware of the emotional undercurrents of systems, how energies flow in teams, what's being avoided, and how stress manifests subtly. She processes emotionally, but her response is usually observational, strategic, and composed. Her action style in this house is generally reactive, not passive, but responsive. The moon responds to cycles, mood, and environment. In Aquarius and Shadabisha, those responses are filtered through thoughtful delay and internal inquiry. Leona may take time to understand what feels off in a work system or routine before acting, but when she does act, it's based on a highly informed emotional read of the situation. This makes her effective in emotional crisis management healing roles, or subtle team dynamics. Her work preference leans towards solo or loose proximity. Shatabisha is a solitary nakshatra, and Aquarius is an air sign that prefers mental freedom and autonomy. Leona likely functions best when she has space to think, feel, and structure her own rhythm, even if she's part of a larger system. She may feel drained in emotionally intense or micromanaged environments and thrives in work that allows her to heal, organize, or troubleshoot from behind the scenes. Her time orientation in this house is in time, attuned to rhythms and inner states. The moon operates on cycles, and in Aquarius, those cycles may feel more energetic or intuitive than linear. Leona likely senses when it's time to act, rest, or restructure based on inner shifts rather than fixed schedules. This can make her both highly adaptable and occasionally unpredictable. Her timing is felt, not imposed. Her primary interest motivation in the sixth house blends activity and emotional orientation. She may be drawn to service roles, healing processes, or emotional cleanup operations, especially ones that require precision without exposure. Whether it's emotional pattern tracking, systems healing, or internal self-regulation, she is driven to understand how pain, routine, and emotional systems interact and improve over time. Overall, the moon in Shatabisha in the sixth house gives Leona an emotionally observant, energetically refined, and healing-driven approach to daily life and work. Her NLP drives here reflect someone who feels deeply but processes quietly, who fixes problems by feeling around the edges, and who prefers emotional clarity over productivity hype. She heals systems not by force, but by pattern recognition, emotional accuracy, and a calm command of invisible undercurrents. 10th house, Mars in Punarvasu Gemini. Leona's 10th house, the domain of career, public reputation, achievement, and purposeful output, holds Mars in Punarvasu, placed in Gemini. This brings a blend of intellectual agility, multidimensional ambition, and healing-oriented focus to her professional life. Mars gives drive, assertion, and strategic action in the outer world, and in Punarvasu, a nakshatra ruled by Jupiter, that drive is cyclical, regenerative, and ethically guided. Gemini adds mental dexterity, communicative fluency, and adaptability, making Leona's career path likely non-linear but intellectually expansive, filled with pivots, reinventions, and layered expressions of purpose. From an NLP perspective, this placement supports a strong auditory, digital, and visual processing style. Mars in Gemini loves motion, not just physical, but mental. Leona likely works through conceptual trial and error, exploring different angles until clarity forms. In Punarvasu, this process becomes healing-driven. She's not just trying to win in her career. She's trying to restore clarity or balance to something broken, misunderstood, or fragmented. Her speech, ideas, and strategies carry a quiet sense of mission. She acts not only to succeed, but to bring something back into harmony. Her action style in the 10th is predominantly proactive, but not impulsive. Mars here initiates, articulates, and adjusts. Leona likely responds swiftly to shifting contexts, especially in intellectual or social environments. Punarvasu's regenerative rhythm tempers this with resilience and patience. She may return to goals she abandoned, rework strategies, or approach a long-standing issue from new angles over time. Her strength is in knowing when to push and when to pivot. Her frame of reference in career is internal, shaped by principle and private analysis rather than public acclaim. Gemini may make her outwardly responsive, but Punarvasu adds a spiritual moral undertone. She cares deeply about why she's doing what she's doing. Her success must align with her internal sense of rightness. If the system or message doesn't feel clear, she's likely to restructure or withdraw until it does. Leona's work preference in the 10th house is best described as flexible proximity. Mars in Gemini enjoys collaboration and dialogue, but Punarvasu needs space to reset and return. She likely thrives in environments that allow independent ideation within structured engagement. Think dynamic teams, rotating leadership, or project-based work with room for intellectual autonomy. She likely struggles in rigid hierarchies or systems that reward showmanship over substance. Her time orientation here is through time. Punarvasu's cyclic energy tracks patterns over years. She may revisit earlier ideas, return to unfinished missions, or develop careers in phases. Mars provides ambition, but it's filtered through wisdom and strategy, not urgency. She likely builds her reputation gradually, with clarity increasing each time she returns to her core themes from a higher perspective. Altogether, Mars in Punarvasu in the 10th gives Leona a career signature that is thoughtful, agile, and quietly restorative. Her NLP drives in this domain reflect a woman who works best when her mind is free to think, her ethics are intact, and her message has room to evolve. She leads with language, heals with logic, and thrives in environments where purpose and pattern intersect. 11th house, Sun in Ashlesha and Rahu in Pushya, Leona's 11th house, governing long-term goals, social contribution, alliances, and the rewards of public work, holds the Sun in Ashlesha and Rahu in Pushya, both placed in Cancer. This combination gives her a magnetic, emotionally strategic, and karmically charged orientation toward group dynamics, social identity, and the pursuit of larger aspirations. The 11th is a house of networks and ideals, and Cancer adds emotional intuition and tribal memory. With both the Sun, ego, purpose, and Rahu, amplification, hunger here, Leona's relationship to groups, visibility, and collective movements is layered. She wants belonging, but on her own deeply curated terms. The Sun in Ashlesha suggests a mind that perceives subtle power structures in group settings. Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by the serpent, gives Leona an ability to sense emotional undercurrents and psychological motives within communities or alliances. She likely observes rather than immediately engages, calculating where energy is authentic and where it's performative. From an NLP standpoint, this creates a dissociative auditory digital style in social environments. She processes internally, watches tone and pattern, and speaks with surgical intent. Her presence in groups is quiet but authoritative. She doesn't compete, she influences. Rahu in Pushya amplifies this with a karmic pull towards service-oriented networks, nurturing roles, or legacy-based organizations. Pushya, ruled by Saturn, seeks to protect, nourish, and uplift. And Rahu here makes Leona fascinated by structures of care, social order, and emotional responsibility. There's a hunger to belong, contribute, or even redefine what support looks like in group dynamics. But Pushya also brings high standards. She may feel disappointed or withdrawn when group ideals fall short of integrity. From an NLP perspective, Rahu here drives a towards motivation direction. She's always reaching for a higher level of emotional resonance, belonging, or contribution. Her attention filter in this house is a blend of others-oriented with private boundaries. Cancer gives her deep emotional perception. She reads the group field instinctively. But Ashlesha and Rahu make her selective. She doesn't give her energy freely. She's likely emotionally attuned yet privately guarded, contributing powerfully when she feels safe and withdrawing when dynamics become manipulative or unstable. Leona's action style in group or goal-related contexts is reactive with strong internal referencing. The Sun gives her a clear sense of personal purpose in social roles, but she waits for the right emotional timing. Rahu adds ambition and curiosity, but Pushya disciplines it. She may oscillate between craving involvement and feeling the need to retreat and reestablish emotional boundaries. This gives her a rhythmic engagement style, in, out, observe, return, each time more precise. Her work preference in the 11th leans towards structured togetherness. She's capable of playing a pivotal role in teams, movements, or collectives, but only where there's emotional maturity, ethical grounding, and mutual respect. She likely prefers being an integral part of something meaningful rather than being superficially social. Shallow networking will not hold her. Soul-aligned mission work will. Her time orientation here is a subtle in time, attuned to emotional rhythms and relational flow. She can sense when a group is aligned, when energy is building, or when something is off. While Rahu can pull her toward future ambitions, Pushya roots her in the emotional now. She needs to feel the resonance of a group or goal to move toward it. If she loses that thread, she may step away entirely, only returning if integrity is restored. In sum, the Sun in Ashlesha and Rahu in Pushya in Leona's 11th house gives her a strategically sensitive, emotionally intelligent, and karmically guided approach to collective spaces and long-term goals. Her NLP drives here show someone who contributes best in safe, principled, and emotionally coherent environments, where her insight, loyalty, and subtle leadership can quietly shape the field. 12th house, Mercury and Maga, Leo. Leona's 12th house, the realm of the unconscious mind, spiritual surrender, isolation, dreams, and hidden processing, contains Mercury in Maga, placed in Leo. This is a fascinating placement that combines Mercury's intellectual sharpness with Maga's ancestral pride and Leo's dramatic selfhood, all housed in the quietest and most interior part of the chart. The 12th house represents what's unseen but deeply felt. And with Mercury here, Leona's thoughts, speech, and cognition are privately complex, subtly influential, and often oriented toward unseen realms like symbolic logic, memory, or ancestral patterning. Maga, ruled by Ketu, is a nakshatra of lineage, status, and karmic inheritance. It links the present self to ancient foundations, suggesting that Leona's thought processes are shaped by a kind of hidden wisdom or mental lineage. She may be drawn to myth, symbols, or the prestige of ideas that anchor identity to something larger or more enduring. With Mercury here, her cognitive style in NLP terms leans toward auditory, digital, and visual symbolic. She thinks in layered metaphors, interprets subtext, and often perceives mental hierarchies, ancestral patterns, or energetic lineages in herself and others. Her frame of reference here is strongly internal. Mercury in the 12th does not process out loud. Leona's mind is private, observant, and quietly analytical. And with Maga's influence, she may carry an inner narrative about duty, identity, or personal legacy that shapes her thinking. She's unlikely to expose her full thought process. Instead, she observes and integrates until she's ready to speak, often delivering insight with quiet gravity. Her action style in this domain is reactive, with an inner rhythm shaped by intuitive timing. In communication, she may pause before speaking, especially when the topic touches on personal, emotional, or karmic layers. She often waits for the right moment, not just socially, but spiritually. When she does speak, especially in private or one-on-one settings, her words carry weight, subtlety, and often unexpected authority. Her work preference in the 12th house is distinctly solo. This is a mental Mercury, but it works best in retreat. Leona likely needs solitude to integrate ideas, process experiences, or follow mental threads that can't emerge in busy or performative environments. She may think best while dreaming, journaling, walking alone, or engaging in meditative inquiry, settings that allow unfiltered thought and ancestral resonance to come forward. Her time orientation here is in time with a karmic overlay, meaning she lives intellectually in the now, but her thoughts are often informed by memory, inheritance, or past cycles. She may ruminate, reflect, or revisit conversations long after they've happened, seeking the deeper thread. Maga brings a sense of mental continuity across lifetimes or generations, giving her a mental style that is timeless, noble, and layered. Her primary interest motivation in this house is conceptual with spiritual undertones. Mercury in Leo would usually seek intellectual recognition, but in the 12th, this becomes a desire to understand one's inner royalty, mental lineage, or soul script. She is fascinated not just by ideas, but by ideas that hold status within the psyche, beliefs that shape identity, silence that clarifies thought, and communication that honors lineage. Altogether, Mercury in Maga in the 12th house gives Leona a mind that is private, dignified, symbolically attuned, and karmically intelligent. Her NLP drives in this realm reveal a thinker who operates best when unseen, unpressured, and internally anchored. Someone who learns and teaches from a place beyond the surface, where language becomes a bridge between ancestral memory and personal presence. Leona's overall NLP profile reflects a personality rooted in internal alignment, symbolic intelligence, and emotionally precise decision-making. Her chart is rich with signatures that favor inner referencing, thoughtful timing, and elegant mental structure. Whether navigating work, learning, creativity, or relationship dynamics, she moves from a place of quiet conviction and refined discernment. She does not rush to act or speak. She waits until her internal landscape is coherent and then responds with focused clarity. Her dominant processing styles are auditory digital, kinesthetic, and visual symbolic. Mercury in Maga, 12th house, lends her a strong internal dialogue and pattern recognition ability. Moon in Aquarius gives her body-based emotional tracking, and placements like Mars in Gemini 10th and Ketu in Capricorn 5th give her a visual symbolic approach to both communication and creativity. Leona likely organizes her world by logic, tone, timing, and visual cues, and often learns through reflective synthesis rather than direct instruction. Her motivation direction balances towards and away from. She moves toward order, beauty, coherence, and purposeful work, Jupiter, Venus, Mars, while instinctively pulling away from chaos, emotional noise, or superficiality, Moon in Shatabisha, Ketu in 5th. She is energized by goals with meaning and depth, not performance for its own sake, and disengages from anything that feels empty, unearned, or reactive. This makes her a powerful filter, someone who refines the field simply by being present. Leona's frame of reference is strongly internal. She does not rely on approval to guide her sense of rightness. Jupiter and Saturn in the first house, paired with Mercury in the private 12th, give her a deeply private authority. She trusts her own calibration, whether emotional, intellectual, or ethical, and prefers to process internally before responding. She is unlikely to be swayed by popularity and is often the one who holds integrity when others chase validation. Her chunking style is primarily general to specific. She sees the large pattern first, the emotional architecture, the long-term arc, and then works inward to refine the details. She doesn't get lost in minutiae unless it serves a purpose. In both thought and communication, she likely distills complexity into clarity, often expressing things with minimalism, accuracy, and tone control. Her action style is mostly reactive, shaped by inner readiness and timing. Moon and Mercury placements suggest she moves only when emotionally and intellectually synchronized. Yet Mars in Punarvasu brings the ability to take meaningful action when she senses the time is right, particularly in work and public expression. She's not impulsive, but she's not slow either. She is timed. Her actions carry weight because they are deliberate. Leona's work preferences range across solo, proximity, and structured togetherness, depending on the domain. She needs solitude for vision and emotional clarity, thrives in close-knit, emotionally mature partnerships, and excels in systems that are principled, spacious, and creatively intelligent. Her NLP system reflects a person who builds from silence, leads from insight, and speaks only when there is something meaningful to say. In all things, she seeks harmony between clarity and truth, not as decoration, but as direction.